there, you're listening to Switch On, a podcast to shape the principles of modern leadership. I'm Helena Mach, and I'll be discussing real experience with successful leaders. Learn from them, how are they dealing with the challenges of today, and how are they building on their learnings for tomorrow's success. In this series, we will focus on leadership principles, where you can find yourself in a situation when you can bend the world to your will, if you find yourself in a paradox. Welcome to Switch On. We expect leaders to make consistent decisions, keep a steady course, and align organizations' culture. But leaders typically face multiple demands that conflict with one another, and they need to make hard choices, compromises between today's needs and tomorrow's success. Leaders are expected to be confident, but they are also human, not having all the answers, and humility is helping them to stay aware, stay alert and nimble. So I'm thrilled to have Maja Majstorovic-Hajduković, the founder of Agile People Slovenia and an Agile HR instructor, joining us today to discuss this dilemma. Welcome, Maja.
Hi, Helena, and thank you for having me on your podcast today.
Good to have you here. Maja, you're dedicated to helping leaders and HR teams to change the way how we work and adapt in the modern workplace. Before we dive in, your history. 18 years ago, you have started in a technology segment, and then you felt you can do more through your own company by helping to embrace the change and thus shape the HR community. Tell us more.
Thank you again for this lovely introduction. Yeah, working so many years in HR field, I have seen that, I guess, some changes needs to be done. So I really believe that new ways of working or leading or building HR processes is needed. So yeah, as you said, it's my, let's say, passion helping leaders and HR to change the way how we work just to best fit in today's world. So yeah, like to help leaders and HR professionals win by empowering value creation in these digital times with definitely strong teams, focused leadership, and agile HR.
It's still pretty common to see companies where leaders play a role of a captain, making key decisions and sharing guidance with the team. Then the team executes against this guidance. And as a consequence, company development is slow and the approach seems more like a traditional management and team control. Where do you see the biggest barriers limiting the development of a more open, inclusive and empowering culture?
I think all changes that are going on right now, like health issues and digitalization and political, economical changes, you know, they all have really big impact on how we do business, on the way how we work and lead in our organization. So I think definitely we need to seek new knowledge and competencies to deal with this complex world. So instead of making a perfect plan that we already know before it starts, it will not happen. We should just accept reality as it is and adapt to it. And we are definitely witnessing across the globe that organizations and teams are redesigning how they work, set strategies and lead, becoming more agile, just in response to this change or disruption in their market. But to be fully honest, I think unless leadership also adapts, such implementation efforts almost always hit a ceiling, because it's still true that many modern organizations are running their operations, I guess, with a system which does not make impact anymore, because this operation system was created to solve issues and problems which are not here anymore. And as you mentioned before, a role of captain, it's outdated. So it's needed for management and leadership to get an upgrade during this organizational transformation to just to adapt to current needs in our organizations.
So true. people are the organizations, and you are so right.
Yeah.
Leadership plays a critical role in their engagement. But some organizations are still waiting to return to normal. On the other hand, some just won't stop and keep on running. People are used to doing everything that is on their plates. But with the speed of change, now we can't anymore be 100% on all fronts. And recently, you have mentioned that now is maybe the best time to be in HR because embracing change is absolutely necessary. Where do you see the biggest challenges where companies are struggling the most during this transition?
A great question. I see a number of different reasons or challenges, if we say, but maybe just to point out, let's say, a few. I think sometimes thinking about this change or transformation that is just a project that we need to take care of, it's something that is an issue. So that we're just thinking that this is a 3 or 6 months long project, that we just have to do it on the top of the other things. And sometimes basically underestimating the time it takes to change a company and just expecting miracles in 3 or 6 months. Or sometimes I see that these transformations are handled by managers who are not really supporting the change and maybe different adaptable mindset. Sometimes there is not a real concrete senior management support, or that we are just believing that all these transformations and changes, they are all about the speed, but in reality, it's about maximizing value. So sometimes also not understanding what is really a problem that we are solving. Because I believe the truth is that for making real changes in companies, or if you want effective changes or transformations, we need to talk about culture shift in organizations and definitely start with the why, or what is the purpose of our transformation and why we need to change how we work and lead in our company, just in order to align with the world around us. So I think everything is much more complex. It's not just a project that we have to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you and I fully agree. I think that there is an interesting year in front of us, full of emotions and dynamic calibrations. Could maybe fear play an important role as well? I think maintaining status quo is nevertheless easier. Would you agree?
Of course, it's easier to stay and wait, but I think it's much more rewarding and, of course, challenging to jump in the water that maybe we cannot swim, but we have to learn how to swim in these new waters, to say.
Yeah, you're so right. But I think that currently there's a lot of pressure also on top management, and they don't always have all the answers. Can leaders show their vulnerability and not be judged by the team? Would this be considered a weakness? Leaders are human.
Important topic that you are mentioning. I think that as a manager or as a leader, you must admit and accept that you're not perfect, and that you cannot know what will happen always, or that you don't have all the answers, and that you need, as a leader, everybody's brains to try to figure out the best way how to deal with some issues or solutions in your team or organization. So I think it's okay, or maybe even necessary, to create this safe place for speaking up when something is not right in your environment, team, and that you as a leader should ask a lot of questions to show that you don't have all the answers. So if you do all these things, you can definitely maximize learning by making it okay for people to ask questions before and after they make mistakes, so the entire organization or your team can learn faster, which is definitely the goal of modern organizations. And you are also then increasing psychological safety in your team environment, which is really important for innovation as well as engagement and efficiency in your team. But yeah, to get back to your question, I think that we as the leaders have to create a safe environment where everybody dares to be themselves and express their opinion and try new things. And then when people feel safe to be vulnerable in front of the peers, I think we know that we have succeeded. But yeah, as the leaders, we have to be examples and go first. Mm-hmm. And show us. Yeah.
When you're working with your customers, do you see any progress in this direction? Do you feel that leaders are slowly opening up, showing their emotions as well, being more open to embracing new ideas, new perspectives?
For sure. I can honestly say that last year was on so many levels, transformational year. And I think that more and more leaders are seeing the benefits of being there for team, for supporting team. They are seeing the benefits regarding, let's say, engagement and also efficiency of the team. So I don't think that we are already there, but we are getting there, and leaders are definitely working on these issues. Yeah, for sure.
That's so important. I have also noticed that this traditional role is of leadership is evolving when leaders are trying to open up to new learnings, becoming highly agile, flexible, also self-aware, emotionally and socially intelligent, purpose-driven and assured, but humble. How do you see the progress in the adoption of servant leadership approach?
For sure, we are, as I fully agree with you, and I think that we are seeing this maybe change or evolution of leadership, that leaders are becoming more, as you said, servant leaders. But yeah, first of all, it's not difficult when all the rules are there, and it's just about breaking down goals from coming from top to down. It's easy to lead in that kind of way where there is a report, a system, a checklist, and I don't know, detailed processes for everything we do. We just follow instructions and templates, let's say. But yes, servant leadership, or we can say real leadership, is happening then when you are convincing and selling your idea to the team, and you become a real leader when people want to go in your direction, not because you say that they should go, but because they want to go in that direction. And yeah, I have experienced myself when working with teams how people grow when you give them clear what and why, and let them find how by themselves. I think it's what is needed for teams to be able to self-organize are definitely clear frameworks and rules and clear goals. But leaders should just tell why and what, and leave the how to the people, to their team members. Mm-hmm. Also, when working with teams and leaders, I have seen that if you invite people to experiment with you, and you listen to their feedback and ask them to co-create with you, they're definitely more involved and ready to embrace the change that you then can implement together.
I've met CEO of a global company a couple of years ago, and he had this notion, being a leader, well, he calls himself a servant leader to the team, customers and stakeholders as part of his title. And in fact, he's doing just that. He is building bridges between people, empowering collaboration, removing obstacles that are limiting the impact of teamwork. It is inspiring to see examples like that.
For sure. And I'm really glad that there is this awareness in our business community, and that the leaders are also changing their perspective regarding their role. And when we are speaking with this, let's say, transformation or where are leaders going, maybe I can use a gardener metaphor for leadership that is needed. That is leadership that is focusing on developing the environment. So let's say a company is like a garden. There is an overall purpose with this garden. It could be to, I don't know, to deliver fruits and vegetables, for example. But regardless of the purpose, the garden needs to be taken care to reach its purpose. So we need to take care of the plants, and some like to grow in the shadow, some need more sunshine, and we need to remove weeds, and some like to grow with other plants of diverse kinds, just to develop faster and become more beautiful together. And some need a lot of space, and some need a lot of water, and so on. So let's say the modern agile leader is the gardener who takes care of the plants, trying to fulfill the purpose of the garden. So the gardener can create these fundamentals for the plants to grow by giving the right conditions for every plant without forgetting the whole garden. And we cannot force the little seed to grow. We can only give them, as I said, the right conditions and the right environment. And then we can hope they will grow. And if they don't, we need to deal with it. Maybe they're not growing because in our environment, or maybe they can fit very good in another garden because there are another conditions and so on. So if we move from this, let's say, gardener metaphor, I believe that this agile leader meets every employee in the situation he or she is, and give responsibility and conditions for development and engagement. And I also think that a leader, or maybe better to say even people, coaches, need to have the necessary competencies about human needs and behaviors and teamwork, just to know how to support an emerging strategy towards the organization's purpose. So maybe just one thought, they need to have the awareness that the secret to success always comes from people's motivation to create value, and that the different things motivate different people to perform. So we have to find with this new leadership also some balance, I guess.
Wow, I really love the gardener metaphor. It says so much more about the commitment, and I understand it in a context of an ongoing effort where the organization is the garden with the purpose, and we have different seeds and different needs to nourish, maintain, and grow. Beautiful metaphor.
Yeah, I know this gardener metaphor, it might be simple, but as we can all both agree, it makes sense. Yeah, we are creating environment where we can support our clients or employees just to grow and to be their best versions.
Yeah. Simply love it. Thank you for sharing it with us. I wasn't aware before. You have founded Agile People Slovenia to help organizations accelerate the HR transformations by inspiring leadership, empowering collaboration around customer values, and always on learning culture. And last year, you have also co-authored a book, Agile People Principles, that talks about the guiding principles to successfully transform the business. Congratulations.
Thank you.
There's a lot of discussion around coaching, and you've already mentioned this. Many companies are aware that they need to put more focus on reskilling and upskilling their teams to successfully respond to the challenges of today and be ready for tomorrow. And leadership is named as an integral part in this context when we say to lead is to coach. How do you feel, or how do you see the role and concept of coaching?
I definitely, I think also mentioned it, that maybe leadership or leaders' role is changing to, let's say, people coaching role. Because definitely you as a leader, you have to have a variety of different knowledge. But when being the one who supports the growth or engagement in your team, it's definitely necessary to have this knowledge about human needs, behaviors, teamwork, and just how to support different people and understanding this increased diversity in teams, that different people have different intrinsic motivations, and that our role to support this environment where they can be their best version, and also to be happy maybe, and that people come to work without masks, because this is something that I guess is an issue. So being a coach, I think, is one of the roles of leaders of this day. Yeah,
because the working environment is also changing, and especially today when many companies are working on digital transformation, a lot is changing for the individuals, coming back to work slowly, and also managing new expectations toward a working environment. A lot has changed toward individuals as well. And once you mentioned the way we work, the way we recruit, the way we manage people will never look the same again. And through the new technology, new directions, new ways of working, new ways of collaboration, people are changing their behaviors and their expectations. How would you say digital transformation are affecting the company culture?
Yeah, so we say, let's say the company culture is like an organization's shadow. It's there, but you cannot touch it. So culture, it's really inside people's heads and manifests itself through all the interactions and habits and behaviors that happen every day. So to change culture, we need to motivate people to change habits and behaviors. So to do that, we have to shape the environment that is easy to show the aspired behaviors, and or make it easy to behave accordingly. So this means to align processes, systems, methods, models, etc., that we use, so that we align the culture that we want to emphasize. New ways of working brings new activities, new behaviors, new mindset, new culture. And as you said, the digital transformation, from my point of perspective, it's a change or transformation that is all about the people. I think this is really powerful and true. And maybe we can find this simple connection between employee engagement and happy and loyal customers. But it all starts, regardless of everything we do in organizations, with engaged employees. Yeah, so I believe that when we work in different ways, maybe some more agile ways, which is also supported in digital transformation, we can definitely create more structures and right circumstances and environment where employees would feel even more engaged.
Do you see any good practices emerging that can support and strengthen the desired behaviors? You have mentioned new norms that are absolutely necessary going forward to keep us oriented toward the future.
I think we can follow, let's say, some cornerstones, if we can say so. I think first, it's really important to be aware of creating a psychological safety, or what I mean by this is creating a safe environment where everybody dares to be themselves and express their opinion and try new things and learn. And definitely it's important to listen to your people, what are their needs and motivations also. And also, I think it's important to allow ourselves to selves in organizations to experiment and fail, because complex problems do not have simple solutions, and we must dare to experiment and fail often, but most importantly, learn quickly. And also I think just to make sure that your employees or your team members understand the purpose of your mission and are then able to co-create the highest possible value for, let's say, external or internal customers. Maybe just following these some basic cornerstones brings different solutions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agility. Agility, I think, has many definitions, and we touched it twice already. I think it includes the ability to lead transformation, to respond to challenges and embrace complexity. I feel it's becoming like a mandatory component of everything that we do today. Do you feel the same?
Definitely, I agree, because I think Agile represents a change in mindset, basically. And when we are talking in organizations, I think that besides innovation, Agile organized organization is definitely a competitive advantage these days. So I think maybe just I said before, but it makes sense. We cannot make any more a perfect plan that will happen. In Agile, we say that we just have to accept reality and adapt to it. And this goes from us as a human beings, us as a team members, us as a part of the organization. So Agile definitely represents change in mindset, how we deal with all changes going on around us.
Yeah, so true. It means being able to adapt quickly to uncertainty and constant change that we are facing. For the conclusion, based on your experience, what would be your recommendations to leaders to elevate the impact and stay true to themselves?
Great question, because we have to start somewhere. And maybe I will just point a few things or ideas that maybe can have a benefit when we are talking about this topic. So basically, to be successful, I think that we must first know and understand ourselves, and knowledge of our own basic needs gives us this starting point for understanding other people and their needs, which is really necessary to motivate them and increase empowerment. And also, knowing more about each other's needs leads to empowered and high-performing teams in organizations. I also think it's important to nurture a growth mindset, so through curiosity, learning, and definitely acquisition of new skills. Another thing that I really think has benefit, or it's really important, is trust. So you as a leader should hold people accountable to big expectations and give them the autonomy to make their own decisions. And another part of empowering and trusting employees is also letting go. So for a leader, letting go requires co-creating an environment for empowered individuals and teams to stand up, where they can grow and lead and be themselves, basically. Also, I think supporting collaboration is much more needed, because when employees understand the organization's purpose and mission, they are able to co-create the highest possible value for the customer or for internal employees. And as a leader, we can ask these powerful questions that we can involve the whole team and lead these valuable conversations. So we can ask people and to be in more this collaborative mode. What went well this week? What can be improved? What should we start doing? And so on. And yeah, as mentioned before, we must be ready as leaders to just dare to experiment and fail often and learn quickly, because the fear of failure slows down creativity, the flow of ideas, and ultimately also productivity. So definitely it's important to give feedback, openly admit mistakes, and learn from each other. But maybe most importantly for me, leaders should recognize people who continuously improve and gain new knowledge, because these are the people who will be making difference in your team or in organization. But as all journeys, also this journey of leadership and changing leadership starts with us. So I always like to say that we all need to be the change that we want to see in others, and just make people awesome. I think it's simple as that at the end. Yeah.
Wow, such a powerful message. I fully agree. There are exciting times in front of us. The change starts with us, and it's about personal growth and sometimes even how we reinvent ourselves to become better. It has been great talking to you, Maya. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your insights.
Thank you, Helena, for doing all the inspiring talks and writings and sharing great ideas. Thank you.
Great to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure to have this conversation with Maya. I simply love her commitment to change, and she is so right when she said, "The change starts with us, and we all need to be the change we want to see in others." Her powerful inspiration can serve as guidance what modern leaders should embrace and focus on to make a difference. Thank you again, and talk to you soon. This podcast is brought to you by Drop of Milk, an impact-driven business consultancy and expert on customer-focused digital transformation. You can learn more at dropofmilk.com. We'll be right back.